Hi, I'm Nick. Welcome to the Nick Show. Thanks for joining me this afternoon. I created this podcast because I love politics. I love the news, love being informed, and I know a lot about politics, and I do a lot of research about it. And my friends said, because I have a lot to say about it, I should create a podcast. So I said, sure, I'll do that. Give me something to do. So every week I will talk about a specific subject that is going around. I first want to say I'm a Democrat. This is going to be a Democratic leaning. I'm supporting Joe Biden. This is going to be a Democratic leaning podcast. So if you're a Republican and you're offended about you're offended by Democrats saying shit about Republicans, then you should probably leave. Okay, let's get started, shall we? Our topic this afternoon is the most important decision. And you know what I'm talking about. Vice President Joe Biden's pick for his running mate. The truth is, Joe Biden has not done anything good for him to get the nomination. Or as of now, he has not done anything good or amazing. People just don't like Trump, and he just happened to get the nomination. People just want Trump out, and that's the truth. So he obviously said he was going to choose a woman, and it's a woman of color. A lot of people think he is going to choose a woman of color, and it's pretty much down to Kamala Harris, Tammy Duckworth, Susan Rice, Karen Bass, and Elizabeth Warren. All three of them are colored, and one of them is white. Who I think is probably going to be either Kamala Harris or Elizabeth Warren. Why? Because they're the two names that people actually know, the two people that people know. Let's be honest, nobody knows who Susan Rice is, nobody knows who Tammy Duckworth is, and nobody knows who Karen Bass is. And I'm talking about the young people, the people who are actually going to make up a huge part of this electorate, the people that don't vote in elections, because people in their 20s, like in 2016, most of them didn't vote, and they're going to vote in this election. So it really matters what they think. Although it matters what everybody thinks, it matters what they think. And honestly, they don't really know who they are. And you need someone who knows who the VP choice is. Remember in 2016, Hillary Clinton chose an unpopular running mate, the senator from Virginia, Tim Kaine. Would he have been a fabulous vice president? Yes, he was great, but people don't know him. He was not popular. He didn't do anything. He wasn't inspiring. And a poll shown that people don't actually care if it's a woman of color. And a lot of people really want Warren to be it. I think Kamala and Warren would be excellent choices. But the problem is Kamala, Tammy, Karen, and Susan are all pretty much centrist, moderate Democrats, or just typical Democrats like Biden. Elizabeth Warren represents the progressive vote. Young people are mostly progressive. And in order to get the progressive vote, although Biden will probably get the progressive vote, in order to make sure he has it locked in to not have to worry about it, he'll probably have to choose a progressive person like Elizabeth Warren. He will lose thousands of votes to not choosing a progressive person. He will lose thousands of votes. And he needs, a month before the election, the Biden campaign should be, in their minds, sure that they will get the progressive vote. But with another centrist, he's not going to get the full thing. Kamala is just a regular centrist. They've locked down the centrist vote, the moderate Democrat, the just typical Democrat vote. But having a progressive can not only help enfold to get the progressive vote, but also the Democratic Socialist vote. And I am personally a Democratic Socialist. So he needs to get that vote. And choosing someone like Warren, which was very popular among young people, if you were to watch a video of Democrats saying who they want to win the primary, a lot of them said Democrat. A lot of them said Warren. Some of them said, like, Harris. A lot of them said, like, Sanders and Biden, but a lot of them, even like celebrity, Democratic celebrities said it, like Philippa Hsu, for example. Tony nominee, Broadway star Philippa Hsu, posted an Instagram photo saying she wants more, and a lot of people follow her. They need to make sure they have the progressive vote locked down in order to be sure that they're not going to have thousands of voters that will not vote because they don't have a progressive in the White House. Now, Susan Rice has a big chance of being the running mate, has never run for a federal, has never actually run for office. She worked in the Obama administration as the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. and also the national security advisor. So big roles. Would she be a good vice president? Yes, she probably would. But are people excited about her? No, people don't really know her. Tammy Duckworth, a senator from Illinois, Karen Bass. I wouldn't say people don't know them because in their state, and a lot of people in their middle age, people that work in politics, probably know, have heard of her. But a lot of the young people, the minorities, probably, or not like young minorities, just regular young people who are voting, who will make a big change in the electorate, probably don't know her. And Joe Biden is going to have to rely on that if he wants to win the election. And that's it. He's going to have to broaden his horizons. I mean, he cannot appear to young people as an old, out-of-touch Democrat. But at the same time, it may not even matter. I actually think that people don't care who the Democrat going against Trump. They just want Trump out. And the truth is, I feel like a lot of people realize Joe Biden is probably the best way to get him out. I do want to say that Donald Trump is likely to lose the election. Why? Because his last string was the economy. Last month, about 4 million jobs were added. It was looking good for him. Then the GDP came out and they said that the economy was so bad it wiped out 5 years of economic growth. So the economy is horrible, and in my opinion, Trump just lost the election. As long as the economy is good, they will win the election. But he lost the economy. He has lost the election. But although Joe Biden will probably win, is it better if he chooses a good running mate? Excuse me. Yes. Joe Biden really just doesn't have to say anything. He's been great right now, honestly. But the one thing he really needs to do that's important to the election, he needs to choose a good running mate. He needs to choose someone that looks at him and then looks at her and they're like, okay, I can deal with that. You know, he needs to choose someone that will kind of make him less of a furious, out-of-touch Democrat and more of a, no, I wouldn't say young, but younger, progressive person that is a leader of the movement, you know? So yes, this is a very important decision, but I heard this report because the DNC is having a very hard time getting a woman. So there was a report that a year or two or 3 years into Joe Biden's presidency, if he wins, he's going to resign, saying health issues, and his woman vice president will take over. And that's how they will get the first female vice president, and then she'll probably run again, and maybe she'll win. Now, the chances of Republicans winning in 2024 is very slim. 2024, they're losing North Carolina, or actually in 2020, they're probably going to lose North Carolina, but in 2024 especially, they're losing North Carolina, they're losing Georgia, and they probably will lose Texas. So after 2024, the chances of any Republican winning is very slim, because Republicans can win every swing state, but as long as the Democrats have Texas, they can't win, you know? And That's why I think the Republicans have kind of lost already. Doesn't really matter, although this is a very important decision for Biden. Biden doesn't need to do anything special. Republicans already know they're likely to lose not only the presidency, but they're probably going to lose the Senate, and the Democrats will obviously remain in control of the House, but they're likely to lose the presidency and the Senate, as I said. So, Joe Biden doesn't really have, as of now, any important decisions to make. Even till the election, he's doing great, just not really talking, just judging the president. That's all he needs to do. But like I said, this is the one important thing to the election, in my opinion, so far, that he has to do. He has to make sure he has a good VP choice. Now, you could say, oh, the election's already over, but the truth is, it's not. Less than 100 days, we're about 95 days away from the election. A lot can change. It may not seem that way when Biden has a more than 8-point advantage, and a lot of people hate Trump, like I do. VP choice still matter, you know? And it's important that Trump remains aware, in my opinion, that he is downfalling, you know? I mean, his advisors are probably telling him he's likely to lose, so say wear a mask, but if he's Trump, he's probably going to twist something and not listen to his advisors, you know, as he often is known for doing, you know? At the end of the day, it should be either Kamala or Warren. If he wants to lock down the progressive vote, do Warren, but if he wants to just not want to have the media screaming at his face, and you should have chosen a woman of color, then stick with Kamala Harris. I want to thank you for joining me on my first podcast. See y'all next week. This is only, unless we're talking about something I can really talk about more, this will only be a 10 to 12 minute podcast, which I know from what I heard people love. People don't want to sit down unless they're like on a train or something, which right now, not really happening. To just listen to a 1-hour podcast. And I know from what I heard, people just like to listen to a 10-minute podcast or just something like that on a run. So I know people, when they're just regularly, don't like to listen to such a long podcast. So this is all I have to say. Thank you. This has been The Nick Show. See y'all next week. Goodbye.